David, that's another pre-season game out of the way. We've had Qatar, Newtown and now St Mirren. How's the pre-season been going?
Yeah, all been good. Again, mixed in with a really good trip to Spain with the squad and the players and the staff. So, you don't really want to lose too many games. Today's game, I thought, was a good game. Obviously, up until half-time, they made some changes, we made changes. And then sometimes in the second half, it becomes a wee bit sort of a non-event as such, where, fresh players are coming on, subs are coming on, and it probably takes them a little bit longer to adjust to the pace of the game, and then the standard of the game maybe sort of fizzles out a wee bit. But again, we got out of the game what we wanted. More importantly, after the game, it looks as if we've got a full fit, healthy squad from the players who played today, the travel to Wales tomorrow.
Busy week of signings. You must be happy with your business. E2, Robbie McDade on top of Chris McKee and Joel, Daniel Finlayson. You must be happy with your business.
Yeah, again, firstly, I'd want to go on record and obviously thank Willie, because again, myself and Willie's conversations have been long and thorough over the last number of weeks since the finish of the end of the season. And again, Willie commands not only huge respect from myself as a person, but the job that he does for me and he's done for me in his time here. So, it's been a lot of hard work being put in. And again, without people like Willie doing the hard yards, then we don't get the opportunity to sign good players. So, on paper, we've signed well. Again, the club and the chairman and the board have backed me this year again, like they always do. So my gratitude and thanks again to the board that for giving us the opportunity to build on what we started last year, the rebuilding job and the strategic plan that we were set. So with good players through the door, sometimes it becomes a wee bit of a problem because we have so many good players, and there's going to be so many good players disappointed not to be in teams and squads this year. But again, I'm charged with being the manager of Linfield to make big calls and big decisions, and I've proven in my time here they'll certainly do that. So with big games coming up, no bigger than TNS now on Tuesday, we need to now go and perform and play well and give ourselves an opportunity to progress into the second round.
It's a massive game. It's the Champions League, it's the biggest stage, they're champions of Wales, they're the seeded team. On paper it's an even game, but in favour, on paper they're the favourites as well, perhaps.
Possibly. Again, they had a good run at Europe last year. We had a good run 2-3 years ago when we lost on away goals to get into the group stages. So they're a good side. They're managed by an enthusiastic, hungry young manager who's done a great job for them in the time that he's been here. They've got good experience in the team. They won the league by a huge landslide last year in terms of points. So we know the challenge is going to be there. We've done enough, hopefully, homework on them. But again, you never sort of quite know the level that you're going to play at, and I'm sure they're going to be the same until you actually cross paths and play. So we look forward to it. I'm sure they'll give us the respect that we deserve. They've certainly got our respect. And when the draw was made, when you've seen the possibilities who we could have got, and again, this isn't to take them lightly, and I'm sure they were thinking the exact same thing, that it's a great draw for both countries, both teams, because we both have an opportunity to, if we do it right and play well, to progress into the next round.
And both teams are at the same stage of their pre-season, so it's not as if we're playing a team in the middle of their season, as has happened before either.
Yeah, again, that's hopefully going to be a plus. We played in Zalgiris last year, and again, they were 16, 17 games into the season, which becomes a problem. So obviously TNS are starting off like ourselves. They played a few pre-season games. We played a few pre-season games. The challenges are for our players, that I think we missed an opportunity last year, losing to Fola when we did. I thought there was an opportunity for us to progress. So again, TNS, as much as it's going to be a good game, I want to see us grab the game by the neck and be big, strong, honest, and when the opportunities, small keys, the key moments when they come along, to make sure we're on top of them.
In many ways, it's like a derby game, in that we're from the same sort of leagues, and we will be backed by about 250 supporters in the away end and possibly more on top of that. So the supporters can be the 12th man, and we've missed them in Zalgiris or in Luxembourg last year. So the supporters could possibly make a difference here, being allowed back after the COVID.
Yes, I know there's quite a lot of Linfield supporters being frustrated and disappointed that they haven't got the opportunity to be on the road and support the team, because again the away games can be, that's maybe their one trip where they want to get to, where their supporters groups and supporters clubs. So they'll have been disappointed. But again, we're back home and away, no matter where we play. And I've no doubt if we can get 600 supporters in, they'll find a way somehow to get in, or they'll find a way to get to watch the game. And that's the size of the club and the magnitude and the stature of Linfield Football Club. So we look forward to it. And again, that the challenge has been, the challenge for our players is now, can we be better than what we were last year? We beat Borac last year and then lost to Fola, albeit in the conference. And we want to improve year on year, and that's our aim going into the game.
And as well as we'll have people flying over, going over by boat, but we had a good crowd here today on for the open day. So it's great to see the backing that the team is getting from the supporters, home and away.
I thought it was good today in terms of the players and staff were down at Midgley previously beforehand, and again to see so many sort of families and kids. And I always read and hear about other clubs in Northern Ireland being a family club, and people sometimes don't forget we're a big family here at Linfield, just because we're the biggest, and in my eyes we're the best, that sometimes we're not seen as that. So I thought it was brilliant today to see the amount of families, kids being in and around Midgley today. We never as a club go on record and sort of state we're a family club, because we've always been that, and any of the players and staff's families that ever do come to Windsor for the games and on other opportunities when they come here, they're always well looked after and well received. So it was great today, so many people. I know it was a coach's game against some of the young academy games, so I'm sure that was interesting.
Coach, without saying, David, the best wishes as you fly the flag for Northern Ireland in the UEFA Champions League on Tuesday night in Wales.
Cheers, Andy. Look forward to it. I see my